Well, following an unpleasant encounter on a Wellington bus earlier in the week, advocates for blind and low vision people are calling for improved awareness and understanding of what life is like for the vision impaired. George Taggart told Checkpoint he wasn't allowed to board a bus on Adelaide Road on Wednesday when the driver didn't believe that his poodle, Gus, was his guide dog.
I stepped up on the bus and the driver says, "Get off my bus." And I said, "I beg your pardon. This is a guide dog and I'm allowed on the bus with my guide dog." And he said, "It's not a guide dog, get off the bus." And I said, "Well, look, he has my dog's got a harness on him and he has a collar with tags on it that identify him as a guide dog. And I have a passport in my wallet." And he said, "I don't care, get off the bus."
Well, the council's transit agency Metlink has apologised, but Blind Low Vision New Zealand argue there's a major lack of understanding in the wider community about what life is like for the vision impaired. The organisation's chief executive is John Mulca. He's with us now. Morena.
Good morning.
A lot of people will be familiar with guide dogs, but possibly haven't encountered a poodle.
Yeah, that is a common misnomer. Most people, when they see a guide dog, immediately think of a Labrador as the breed of choice. But there are, in fact, a number of poodles in New Zealand that serve as guide dogs. So there could be some confusion that way if a person sees a poodle serving in that capacity. I concede to that for sure.
I have seen Gus out and about in Wellington, and I have to say he's a beautiful dog, a standard white poodle for anyone who's not seen any pictures of him. And it's all the same sorts of things that you would see on any other kind of guide dog, a harness, there are labels, special collar, all that kind of stuff. So why do you think there's this lack of understanding when it seems to be fairly obvious? There are all the reminders for people of the job that Gus is doing.
Yeah, you know, I can't even rationalize what would have caused confusion about the validity of this poodle being a guide dog. As you described, there's a number of indicators. Usually it's a harness is one of the first indicators. There was ID and labeling on the dog. And further to that, the client in this case also had picture ID, which validated that he was a member and a client of Blind Low Vision NZ, and also that the dog was a certified guide dog. So I can't really rationalize how there could have been any confusion about whether this was a certified working guide dog.
How hurtful is it to people who are blind or visually impaired when this sort of incident takes place?
I think it's very concerning. It's probably upsetting. I can imagine, I'm picturing the situation where the individual, in this case the client, must have felt really uneasy and uncomfortable. Don't forget, they're trying to travel safely and get on the bus and then to be encountered by questioning the validity of the guide dog. And I can't even imagine the stress that would be associated with that. These people are trying to travel safely amongst the community. They've got a number of things to consider when doing that, and this is just another barrier that they're faced. Mm. If somebody is going to question, the validity of the dog that they're trying to use to get around safely.
Look, thank you very much for being on the programme today. John Mulca there, talking about Gus, the guide dog.